Welcome to The Future is Female Powerlifting, a show where women of all strengths can explore the world of female powerlifting. I am your host, Heidi Donnell, a 60-kilo powerlifting gym owner, and each episode we bring you an inspiring interview or message to help you unlock your true inner strength potential. Thanks for tuning in. Aloha, my beautiful friends, and we are back on episode 59, and I was lucky today to have a return guest, and this time she brought something a little different. Today I got to speak with Dr. Vanessa Gale, and you might have known her as one of the coaches from the Strength Gals, who are part of the Strength Guys, and I brought her on in a couple episodes ago, but this time we got to talk about something totally, totally different, and what I loved about this episode is that lots of times we talk about training, right? Training the muscles, how can we get better in the gym to get a better performance? But we often forget about the mental, emotional, and spiritual aspect of who we are as lifters, women and men who are listening, and how that affects us. If you are a woman who likes to do it all, like myself. So maybe you are a mother, you are a wife or a girlfriend, you're a student, you also have a full-time job, you also like to powerlift. You do multiple things in your life and you enjoy that, but maybe there are times that you feel overwhelmed, burnt out, feel like you're not getting anything done because you're sort of rotating in circles and going, but not maybe leading you where you want to go. Well, you need to listen to today's episode because I found myself being in that spot many, many times in my life. Dr. Vanessa really breaks down her own way that she sort of came to develop this strategy, this way to coach people, women in particular, on how to still be successful, still be that superwoman, but how not to feel burnt out. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, tune in and listen to what she has to say, because I am actually going to be joining this next coaching group. So I am not only being able to listen to it all for the first time when I spoke with her really in depth, but now I get to be a part of it. And I want to thank all of you who are leaving reviews. And if you haven't left a review yet, please take the time to go to Apple iTunes. You can go to our Facebook and leave a review for the show if you like it. Give us 5 stars. It helps the show grow. It helps us get our name out there and help me get more guests on the show. And I did want to read this this review. I think I might know who this is, but I don't want to say it just in case. Heidi. Okay. So the review is, I love this podcast. Heidi Donnell is the warmest, funniest, most relatable, hardworking, down to earth host with the most interesting, passionate, inspirational guests. Thanks for a great series. And thank you for refried beans, whatever you are, whoever you are, if it is who I think you are. Thank you for the wonderful review and thank you all for tuning in. And if you're listening right now, please take a second, screenshot what you're listening to, put it on your Instagram or Facebook and tag us in it. Future is Female Powerlifting Podcast, or actually it's just Future is Female Powerlifting. Tag us in that and I will share it on my story. I love hearing the feedback I get from all of you. And remember, this episode is brought to you by my gym, Core Strength and Performance, where we live through strength. And if you are looking to level up your online training, if you're not doing any online training, maybe you're just doing it on your own and you're looking for somebody to work with online, let's set up a call, come and talk to me, send me a direct message. I can tell you a little bit more about what I do. I really don't take a lot of people online, and that's because I wear a lot of hats, like I said, and I like to give everybody who is part of our team, our crew, you know, all the quality attention that I can. And I can't do that if I got hella people. So if you're interested, still taking on a few more people for the new year. So send me a message. Now, if you'd like to know more about working with Dr. Vanessa, what this is all about, go ahead and visit her on Instagram, Pretty Strong Life, Dr. Vanessa Gale. And you can see if this is something that you need for yourself. And with that being said, let's get into it with Dr. Vanessa. Well, anyways, moving on from that, because I am super excited. Like, I felt just reading your parts where you talked about the problems, right? Like on your website, the problems. I was like, is that me? Like, for real. I felt more, there were parts of it where I was like, I feel like I've got a hold of that now, but I definitely feel that that has been me. And I think that if you are a woman who is trying to be successful in one avenue or another, you're trying to do something like that, you fall under these categories of the problems that you had listed on your website. And I think it's so important to kind of talk about, you know, where you got to that point, because you sort of developed this strategy for yourself in order to begin this healing, right? And then you realize probably with the coaching and teaching mindset that you have, you're like, I can share this with other women who are struggling. So maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, your background as far as you got to that point. Excuse me. And of course, I'm apologizing because I had a meet yesterday and I'm yelling my voice off. So anybody listening, it's Froggy. It's Froggy. But yeah, I mean, we've had you on before. You are a coach. You're a coach with the Strength Guys and you're part of the Strength Gals, which I love. And so we heard a little bit about your story there, but maybe you can tell us a little bit how it got to where you are now.
Definitely. So I have always been like a go-getter, like one of those like super women, like archetypes, you know, where it's like, I do this and I do that and I do this. And I'm always like have my feet in a lot of different areas of life, whether I'm a student or a mom or a doctor, or, you know, I'm like always doing things, or power lifter.
Yeah.
There's all these roles that I was filling that I felt like almost like obligated to, instead of like, what am I doing like for me and why am I doing this, rather than like, oh, this is just what I do and it's part of my identity. Like, I've totally learned how to shift that away from it not being my identity and it's just what I do instead of who I am.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge thing that a lot of women struggle with, because they are so like, they are such nurturers and givers and pleasers. And like, it's very like, we're in this culture where asking for help makes it look like you're weak. But the reality of it is that asking for help or being part of a team or something, seeing yourself as something larger than self, is like missed, you know? And we need to like come back to that and come back to us like being more present and being more in the moment and connected and aligned to our core values and beliefs, and like acting from that way rather than just acting out of obligation or out of duty.
Yeah.
Or supposed to's, you know?
Yes, yes. And so did you have a moment where you felt overwhelmed, or you kind of came to this epiphany? Because I feel like there would be a breaking point, right? Like, there's going to be some where you're like, what the heck?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say multiple moments of overwhelm, you know, where you get to a point where you're like, what am I doing? And I keep, and what I noticed was the pattern and the cycle happening. And like being a chiropractor, like what we do for a living is we analyze patterns in the nervous system, and we analyze patterns in all aspects of life. And like looking at the whole person, not just as their physical body, but as their like mental, emotional, spiritual selves too. Like, where are we putting ourselves in a cycle of suffering, polarity, stagnation, like, and getting stuck there and not progressing.
Yeah.
And so I found that like going through school, I hit that overwhelm feeling multiple times. Like starting my own chiropractic business, I felt overwhelm probably multiple times a week. Yeah. Having a baby, I, like amidst doing all of that, you know, there's like this pull and this like this almost like dichotomy where you're like, I want to be home, but I want to be working, but I have to do this and I have to do that. And so there's all this mom guilt. And who doesn't experience that? You know, this is a world where we're told we can do it all, and we can, we just have to figure out how, and with grace and ease and peace, and not with Like, I just got to get it done and let myself burn out in the process.
Yeah. I thought, you know, that's the first thing on your list of problems. I felt like that was me because, you know, I found myself, and I still do it, and I'm way more cognizant of it now, but I will disattach in order to get things done, right? So yeah. I become like this, like, stoic, just get it done. This needs to happen. Don't want to deal with any, like, crying or any kind of, like, emotional whatever. So it's this wall that's really put up in order to just get it done, right? Because part of me is definitely like, oh, don't get too emotional, right? And that's the verbiage I'm probably been telling myself over and over throughout my life because that's what's fed to us. But I thought, wow, that is me because I'll do that and I'll have to stop because then I'm a dick sometimes. You know, like then I realize I'm like, I'm being very rude to my kids or I'm not being as patient as I know I am. I'm just being cut off. So tell me a little bit, like, did you find yourself doing that? And do you see other women sort of doing that to themselves? And okay, yeah, see. And I just thought it was me until I read that. I was like, oh, okay.
No, I mean, that's everyone's coping mechanism, really. It's to like disconnect from our emotions and the hard feelings that come up for us and like, oh, we stuff them down. Like they don't just go away. We don't like really disconnect from them. Yeah. We repress them and they're inside of us. And then later we address them, maybe when we're like calmer or whatever, or maybe we don't. And most people don't. Like most people just kind of sweep it under the rug and it comes out later more exaggerated and more pronounced and as a bigger outburst, you know, and to a point where we're hurting others and we're hurting ourselves.
So maybe you could talk a little bit about the signs, right? Like what are some of the signs that maybe they're not aware, like that's been their life for so long that they don't, because I know that I've been with certain women, even my mother, like she is such a go-getter and I get it from her and I can see the patterns in her, you know, like, hey mom, you might have to take a break a little bit. Or, you know, like maybe you're going too intense in this area and you're sort of forgetting, you know, like, so maybe you can tell us a little bit about some signs that maybe you need to take a step back and work on some healing.
Yeah. Well, physical signs come up all the time. Headaches, frequent headaches, migraines, anxiety, depression, gastrointestinal issues like IBS, any sort of autoimmune things, because that's the body attacking itself because we're not addressing something within. Right. And so these are all things that people present with or go to a doctor with, you know, they come to my office with, and, you know, or even just like aches and pains, like low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, you know, things like that. All of those things are messages from the body, like telling us like, hey, pay attention. Pain is, I like to use it in the acronym of pay attention inside now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And if you are experiencing pain of any sort, like the best thing to do is ask that pain what it needs or what is it? What is it telling you? I also use the first thing I teach in my program, I use this thing called the AAA approach. So when an emergency occurs, we all call AAA, right? Like our car breaks down, it's time to call AAA. Well, this AAA is awareness, acknowledgement, and acceptance. Now, those three things, we can say them and it seems like easy enough to do, right? Like just become aware of what we're experiencing and acknowledge it. But how do you acknowledge it? Like put a voice to it, put an actual, like say something out loud about the pain that you're experiencing or whatever you're being, you know, having that symptom, like state it out loud. It doesn't have to be to someone, just to yourself. Like sometimes I feel so disconnected. Sometimes I feel so helpless. Sometimes I feel so out of control, something like that. That's acknowledging your pain.
Yeah.
And then accepting it is the hardest part because acceptance is not wishing it away or praying it away or thinking it's hoping it's going to go away. You know, acceptance is like being with it for a bit. And once you can finally like go through and feel what you're experiencing, it's going to give you a sign down the road as you go through the stages of healing to tell you what to do next. That'll resolve that pain.
It's interesting, even just thinking of saying that out loud. So like when I have my pain points, I'll try to sit with it, you know, and I'll be like, okay, in my mind, I'm acknowledging, all right, you're feeling this way, or you're feeling scared or fearful or shameful or whatever it is. And I saying it out loud almost sounds scary. Like to actually say that out loud, that does sound a little like that would be hard for me. And I wonder why it would be hard for me, like just to say that out loud. But it seems like it would be a powerful piece.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's one. It's the first thing I do with my clients. Oof. Like when I get on a call.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what are they? Right. And saying them out loud. And they do it themselves, like by themselves first. That's the first safest way to do it. But once you like understand the power behind community healing, saying it out loud to others is even more powerful, because sharing your experience of pain and suffering lets other people know they're not alone.
Yeah.
Just like you said earlier, knowing that you're not the only one thinking this.
Yeah. So as people feel more healing going on, what are some things they feel afterwards? Like, how do you know that you're kind of like going through that healing process?
Peace. Mm. It's like surrender, more like not knowing that like you're going to be okay, mm-hmm. rather than feeling that overwhelm that isn't like letting up. It's like all of a sudden this like whoosh, like comes over your body. It can be physical, mental, emotional. It can be like the thoughts relax, the physical tension in the body, like that buzzing in your spine, in your stomach. Like, you know, you have a gut feeling, like when that gut feeling finally like lets go.
Yeah.
That's resolve. And that's the release there. And that's what people experience. They experience more peace, more ease, more flow, more flexibility in their thoughts, feelings, emotions.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about what you do specifically, because now you've sort of put this program together and you've helped women get out of or heal, start the healing process at least. And I like that, you know, as I was reviewing all your information, you have sort of a step-by-step, right? Like this is how it's different with what I do. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that, because I felt like, oh, okay, I know what's going to happen, you know, going through this process. So I'd love to hear more about that.
So my process is a conglomerate of 12 breath exercises and techniques that I use. Now, there's a lot of education and mindset stuff and things going on besides the breath work, but the breath work is part of it, and it's how we get out of our minds and back into our bodies and acknowledge like the being rather than the doing. Like these super women are so go, 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 like us, every, you know, and we forget to just be in the moment. So I use 12 different breath techniques, which are incredibly powerful once you know how to use them. And part of my education portion of this course is teaching you how and when to use them in your everyday life, when situations arise, so that you can be like, okay, how I'm going to change my consciousness and shift out of this uncontrollable state and into more awareness and acceptance. And that allows for the peace to come in and the flow and the ease of life to occur, rather than you just being in this like constant fight or flight state of I have to get everything done, I'm scared, I don't know, I'm worried, all of this.
Yeah.
And so it's really a 12 stages of healing, basically. Yeah.
And so why would breath be so important in this?
Good question.
Because so, I am huge on breathing. And I think it's one of those things that people fluff over, especially like powerlifters. Like, we want to breathe to brace and all that, but never in the area that you're talking about. And it's, I've explored that a lot the last couple of years. So I would love to hear how you incorporate that.
Yeah. So through breath, you can learn so much about your body, like where there are areas of stuckness. Like if you direct your breath to specific points in your body, like wherever we're working, wherever the pain point is, wherever the issue is, wherever the stuckness or wherever you're feeling it in your body, directing breath there, you can determine like, oh, is this spot easier or more challenging to get breath than it used to be? Versus, and then also you can figure out too, how you operate in the world. Mm. Now, I mean that in the sense of, are you someone who needs structure in their life in order to get things done and accomplished and feel good about it? Or do you need to just act because you have struggle just taking action? Mm. Or are you more of a perception prime person where you have to feel like something's going to be a good thing before you can take action or put a structure in place to move forward? So that can be determined through the breath in different ways. So like if you breathe into a specific area, like you're checking into your body, this is also part of the technique that I teach at the very beginning, checking into your body, noticing just, is it easier for me to get air into this physical location of my body? Or is it easier for me to feel warmth or tingling or a sensation there? Or is it easier for me to get breath there once I move that area of my body? Hmm. And those three things, like the movement is behavior, which is just taking action. The breath itself is the structure. Breathing into an area physically changes the structure of our bodies. And then the feeling is the perception. So just noticing that for yourself teaches you so much about how you operate in the world that you might not be the way that you might not be aware of, and that you might be operating out of your drain or in a way that isn't serving you to right. the best of your ability. So that's why breath is so powerful, because it can teach us so much about our bodies and our awareness. And then we can move forward and use those tools in life every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've never looked at breath in that way, right? You know, like I've looked in another, never in a way to tell us more about our body or maybe the way we should be approaching things. And that's interesting because those are definitely different personality types. I've been exploring more personality types lately. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I are opposites. Like I like, you know, writing things down, having like a check, you know, like, all right, this, it's okay if I don't get everything done, you know, but I have a structure for myself, not him. He is the anti-structure. He is on the whim. He likes to, which is exciting in many ways, right? Like I will let's look at things. Let's, you know, check things out. He is like, feels right. Let's go. Like so many things. So it's funny because it scares me at the same time. Like, I don't know if that's a good idea, but it sort of balances each other out because he takes initiative, right? So he's that person that will be like, oh, okay, we're good. I feel it. Whereas I'm like second guessing that, you know, like, I don't know if I want it. I don't feel that, but that's interesting, you know, to understand that that might even be something that will tell us more of how to approach things.
Yeah. And even like you're saying, like you don't take action, like unless you have structure in place.
Yeah.
Like there might be something there where you're a bit more behavior than you thought. Mm. So checking in with the breath and learning this about ourselves, because my partner and I are the exact opposite of that. Like I'm the perception and he thought he was the structure. And with this work and doing all of this, we've realized that we're both a lot more behavior. Huh. And if we're not acting, then nothing's getting done. Mm. So we have to actually start the process of doing before the structure can come into place and it can feel good for me and the structure for him.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that if I had to think about it myself, I probably have held back on a lot of things because I wanted all my ducks in line. But then there are things that I just
that I went for. That's a coping mechanism.
Right.
Right. That's
I could see
you
that.
Protecting yourself and staying in like the safety zone.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. Oh, I love it. Okay. So who are the people you would say you work with mostly? Like who is your avatar? Who are the people that you would like to help?
So I work with what I call super women. So the people struggling with super women syndrome, and that's like described as the women who have so many roles in life. Ugh. Like they are students, they are professionals, they are moms, they are athletes, they're weekend warriors. You know, they are like the people who are just like really good at everything, but feel like they're not good at anything because they're doing so much.
Yeah.
Those are my people.
I could see that. Like, that's my, you know, like, am I maximizing everything I'm doing or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a program that's opening up December 9th.
December 1st.
Nine days from now.
Yeah.
So and what could people expect if they join this program with you?
So what they're going to get out of this program is basically a deeper sense of self and connection to self and others. So they're going to experience more self-confidence. They're going to experience more alignment within themselves to make choices that are going to serve them and serve others in the process. But it's not going to be giving of themselves. It's going to be giving from themselves.
Yeah, I love that. And this is so great because when we connected, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I feel more women need to have this approach. I'm really not in the holistic realm. And so I haven't really explored that. And it's so nice to see somebody who's in your position, powerlifter, doctor, mom, you know, partner, all these things, right? You're wearing this, all these hats that's taking on another role as another coach. And how has this been for you? Like, you know, being able to coach this, that's interesting.
It's been amazing. I mean, I've been doing this work in my practice for years. And with like the separation of my partner and my business, and I've just decided to like be more authentic and true to myself, which is I love coaching. I didn't love being tied down to an office and office hours. And so like, I always have wanted to coach women in this way, in like a mind, body, spirit connection way. And I do this with my powerlifting clients anyway. Like I tell them all, like, we need to focus on your life stress and then your lifting will get better.
Yes.
So it's like, this is just like, I needed to simplify and bring it all into one place.
Yeah.
And so here I am. I've developed this course. I've created modules that go with it. I do one-on-one coaching along with the program, as well as there's a community call. So we do like group coaching and Q&A and discussion and sharing. And that part is so exciting and beautiful. And yeah, I do the program every 4 months. So it's a 90-day cycle. Okay. And everyone has access to all the information even after the program is over, and access to me on like the Facebook group and things.
That's wonderful. The community, I think that's a big thing, because sometimes when you're a superwoman, you feel like you're kind of by yourself. Like, I do feel like there's lots of times where I'm like, you know, there's a very select few people who I feel very connected on that level too, you know, where I'm like, oh, they're really trying to chase. I like doing things, you know, so that's right. Part of it. And it's not like a greed or anything. I just really enjoy that. But I struggle sometimes with finding that balance. So I definitely do not talk to a lot of women who are in that same realm. So I could see a community being very helpful if they're all together struggling in their own ways, you know, but being able to talk about it. That's huge.
Definitely.
Okay. So I like to ask all my guests, even you again, because I'm hoping you tell me something new. What the hell was I thinking? Where you think back maybe to a time, and it doesn't have to be powerlifting, it could be anything, where you look back and you think, what the hell was I thinking doing that? Is there a story you could tell us?
Yeah. No, I think it has to do with this too.
Okay.
Like, what was I thinking, like, putting myself into like a situation where I was like scheduled from like 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., you know, most days. You know, like, why did I allow myself to have that be like part of my every week flow? You know, like, it creates such burnout in the long run.
Six to nine.
I mean, it wasn't like I was working that amount of time, but I had like a schedule of what I needed to do to like get Rosalie up and going, get like her off to school so I could be ready to be presentable and a doctor and in the zone and like mindset straight. Like by the time I was ready to like open office hours, and then, you know, also there's meal prep involved in all of that. When am I supposed to train? So like, there's like, you had like this like block of time, everything was scheduled out. And it's like, these days I've learned to schedule in such a different, more flowy way.
Tell me what that looks like.
Yeah. So like, I have like a weekly agenda instead of like an hourly agenda.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I have my Calendly set up in a way that is like, these are my hours and this is my boundary. And like, I'm not going to like schedule appointments outside of these times. And like, I know what that schedule looks like so that all the other hours of the day, I can be available to myself, to my partner, to my little girl, to whatever comes my way, my friends. I make more time to like go out to dinner with girlfriends than I ever have in the past. And like, I let myself go in that way where I like lost a lot of friendships. I didn't look like I lost them, but it's like they just fizzled. And it's like, because I didn't reach out, you know, nobody else, you can't rely on other people to reach out to you. You have to be the one to say, look, I have to take responsibility. If I want to nurture a relationship with someone and be a friend and have a community of other women who are doing this too, I need to take responsibility and reach out to them. And so now I just set boundaries on my work schedule and operate out. Everything else outside of that is for fun and for me.
Oh, that sounds so freeing, right? Like, you went from like one opposite to, I mean, that sounds so freeing. And I'm on that trail where maybe 6 years ago wouldn't have been like that, you know, where it was definitely more like, you know, get things done. But now, like I had said, like, I'll have a list of things that are for the week. But if I don't get it done because of whatever happened, or it's okay, you know, and I definitely am more present with my children, which is a huge thing, because they would come home and I would be like checking like an email on my phone or something. And I pick them up from school. Now, I was telling my husband, when they come home, they're sitting down having their snack, getting their computers ready for, you know, homework or whatever. And we sit there for like 30 minutes, talk about the most like weirdest things sixth graders talk about, and a kindergartner, you know, like, they're telling me stories, and it's such a wonderful moment. I'm very present with them, and they crack me up, and it's a great feeling, you know, whereas before I might've been just like walking through it like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah. That's great. You know, like, oh yeah. You know, where I know I wasn't present with them. I was just there showing my face kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a freeing feeling. So that's awesome to even
having so much like intention behind what you're doing, like, and when you're more present, like you said, and more intentional, you can get more things done and you can be more effective, and not just more things done, but you can be with your kids more like openly and receptively.
Yes.
And then they feel that belonging and significance that you're there.
Yes.
And you're not somewhere else, like in your phone or in your work.
Yeah. And I know they can tell the difference. You know, I know they can tell, like, even if I didn't have my phone and I wasn't present mentally, I know they could see that, you know, if I wasn't. Mm-hmm. So that's so wonderful. But Vanessa, thank you so much. And we will have you back on. You know, like, let's do this more often. And I would love to talk more about your holistic approach and how that can look for other women, and how that maybe even ties into powerlifting, like you were saying. You know, I stress that a lot with our athletes. Like, hey, I have an athlete who had a hysterectomy 6 months ago, also went through a divorce, also moved, then became a student, and then was like, I don't know why my lifts aren't going up. And like, hey, like on a scale of 1 to 10 of like slightly nervous breakdown, you're probably right up there. You know, you had a lot of life stresses, and those stresses affect your every day, especially your lifting, you know, so you just have to be more gentle with yourself. So I think that's something that's not often talked about.
Yes. So. I just immediately thought of a topic to discuss about
Good.
That.
Good. We'll talk about it. I love it.